Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Usually I'm answering all your gardening questions, but we're doing some taped shows for you. I'm taking a little bit of time off. And, I was thinking about what else we could discuss. And could we get some other voices in there? You know, other than my voice and then the voices in my head, I wanted to add somebody else in to the mix here to give you some great information when it comes to the garden this time of year. So it didn't take me long to think about it. The first person that came to mind was my brother Jason. So he is my middle brother. I think, I'm not going to lie, he's the most talented of us. And when it comes to this, you know, this time of year, awesome information. So, brought Jason on. So, good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I'm doing good.
Now, a lot of, you know, the listeners out there know a lot about us. They know that you have been working out as a florist for, I don't know how many years at this point. It's over 20-something.
Exactly.
We get any higher talking about that, then we're going to start knowing our ages, and we're not getting into that. But anyways, I want to start out by talking about what you do right now, because I'm not going to lie, I'm super jealous of what you get to do. And, it's awesome. So I'm kind of speechless about it, so I'd love to hear what you do and who you work for at this point. So I can share that with all the listeners.
Of course. So I am still a florist, but I've been able to take it to that next level. I am now a freelance floral designer, and I work for a company called Alpus, and it is the coolest job out there. Every day I'm very blessed. I get to travel to different states, walk into a flower shop, they hand me a folder, I create things. And sometimes I don't even see them, like, at the wedding. I don't get to set up every wedding that I work at now or event that I work at now. Sometimes I just get to sit and just create for, like, hours upon hours, and then it leaves. And I never know what, like, the final result. And so I see pictures. And, you know, some of the events I can't even share pictures with. I've been very lucky I've worked with celebrities now. I never would have thought, being in Maine, that I'd be flown to, Kansas, Missouri, Florida, Alabama, some amazing places. And I've met some amazing creatives that have pushed my skills up too. I'm very blessed to be doing what I'm doing. And on the scale that I get to do things in is just, you put your imagination to something and next thing you know, you're building a 70-foot flower wall. And, it's not something you get to do every day. And it's it's very cool. I'm very, very blessed to have that job. And I've been picking up jobs locally, too. So it's a beautiful mix.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You share some of the photos with me that, I can't get out there to people. But
right.
I remember... One day you sent a picture to our oldest brother, Matt, and I, and said, yeah, I'm at some football thingy And you happen to be in Kansas City at the, you know, where the Kansas City Chiefs play, where the owner decided he wanted to come in and have you guys put flowers everywhere. So, I mean, I'm sitting there and you're like, this was pretty cool that I got to do this. And I'm like, you were in Kansas City. Did you see these people? Like, I, my brain was somewhere else, but yours, this is awesome. So, anyways.
I saw lots of the football players. I just, to be perfectly honest, I didn't know any of them. I just thought I should just take photos and then send them to you. And you could tell me who they were and if they were good and be nice to those ones.
Exactly. Now, one other cool thing that I know you did this year is you actually competed internationally when it came to some of the floral things that you do. And I saw the pictures afterwards. Amazing stuff. Now, where'd you end up going for that again?
I went to Denmark, and if I pronounce it right, it's called Fredericia. It was in this man-made, they kept calling it a void. It was to protect the city, so it had huge dips and staircases that, like, made me say things in different languages by the time I reached the top of them. It was an experience. It was 12 different teams from all around the world. Me and my friend Garrett, he was the one who got me there. And we just had an amazing adventure of 3 days sitting in the wilderness. I mean, it rained every day, but we didn't really care because we were having a blast, and we created a piece of land art, and it was just amazing to see how different designers from all over the world, like, do things, and how everyone was, oh, you want to learn something, come here, you know, and that is the best of the best. And, you know, we didn't win, but we had more fun. I think we giggled for about 3 days, and I had 7 pairs of socks that were just soaked through.
Well, I will say, you know, I bring this up because I just want to say, you know, to everybody who's listening, we're international. You're an international, you know, florist now. It's not just, you know, New England or the U.S. You're an international florist. So I am bringing an international florist to everybody to discuss now. We want to discuss a little bit. Mm-hmm. About what we can be doing with that Thanksgiving holiday right around the corner here. Not too far away. You know,
of course.
A lot of people put some centerpieces on, you know, the table. They do some things. You know, what type of flowers should people be looking for if they're going to do it themselves or even when they purchase something? What type of flowers are the best right now for those Thanksgiving tables?
The best right now is the color palette of reds, oranges, and yellows. Because we're going to, with it being, you know, like 10 days or 11 days away, it's not too late to order. It's not too late to buy local, and it's not too late to buy fresh. But I would get to it soon. You know, and the warm fall palette of the reds, oranges, and yellows are going to be the most popular. So it's going to be the easiest to find. But if you're not a person who likes fall, which I don't know any of those people, but, you know, say you are one of them, you can do something. We're seeing a trend right now that they're mixing the winter greens, like the boxwood, the pine. They're mixing that into centerpieces. So that way it's not just for Thanksgiving. It's for Thanksgiving, and then the next couple weeks, as long as you water it, you get to enjoy it. And they're calling it like a trans-seasonal centerpiece, because it's going from one season right into the next, so fall right into winter. And with the winter greens, by using those, they last a little bit longer than some of the stuff right now, so you're going to get more for your money, and that's what people want. You know, but the biggest thing, if you're going to do it yourself, the biggest thing I can tell you is the number one killer of all fresh flowers is bacteria. You need to take a dime size of bleach or some type of cleaner and clean out your vases really well. Because if you don't, your flowers are going to have a disadvantage. You know, having a clean container is number one, the most important thing. You know, and then you're going to go with what you like. If you're going to do it yourself, you know, go to a flower shop and buy a few things. They're not going to have the things that the big box stores have. You know, and if you're going to a big box store, that's great. You're still buying flowers, so you make me happy. But you want to take the stems and look at the bottoms of them. Are they soft and squishy? That's not a good sign. You want the stems to be hard, and that way you know that they're fresh. Because once they get soft and squishy, the flowers are going to be old. They're going to create mold and mildew, which is going to kill everything around it even faster. So, you know, number one, make sure your container is clean. Number two, check the stems. Make sure they're hard, and you want to make sure that they're white. When you cut on the inside, when you cut the stem, you're going to see either white or light green. That's what you want. You don't want to see anything brown. That is basically, it's had its time, you know. But when you go to your local flower shop and order, because it's still not too late to order for Thanksgiving, you know, ask them what their designer's choice is. If you don't know what your family likes, or if you're going someplace new this year for the holiday, and you just ask them for a designer's choice.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, we've talked a lot about that designer's choice, even all the way back to some of the times we talked about Valentine's Day, right? Even then.
Right.
Designer's choice makes it so much easier on them, but they give you something beautiful. Now,
exactly.
we're gonna take a break here. When we get back, more with my brother Jason. We're talking Thanksgiving. We're going to start talking about a little bit of Christmas as well, so stay tuned.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with my brother Jason, the world-renowned florist. He has traveled internationally, made contests all over the place, and he's just a really good florist. I'll just put it that way. And we were just talking about some things to do for the Thanksgiving table, right? Now,
right.
Well, we were talking earlier about just what else we could talk about. And one of the things, I was thinking about was some of the stuff that's outside. And usually around this time, some of those hydrangeas, the white hydrangeas or the pink hydrangeas, they've dried on the tree, right? On the tree form of the bush. I mean, those would make sense to be brought into the house and used in a vase, right? For a holiday like this?
Oh, definitely. But what you want to do is cut them first thing in the morning. This way, if there's a chance of a frost, the stem has a little bit of time to heal before. So first thing in the morning, and I would leave them in a garage for about an hour, just in case any creepy crawlies have decided to, get into the plant. Better have that, in the garage than on your Thanksgiving table. But definitely anything from outside. The biggest thing is you just have to be careful of frost. Do it first thing in the morning. That way the plant has all day to create a little bit of cover in case there is a frost that night. I mean, you and I know there's snow on Thanksgiving every couple of years anyway. So yeah, go into the yard, cut some stuff. You never know what's going to work until you try it.
Yeah, I mean, depending upon the year, I might actually enjoy having some of those cut flowers and maybe some of those creepy crawlies come out in the middle of dinner. But that's for a different show. Anyway.
Exactly.
So this, this leads me into some other things that we can use outside, because you mentioned some of the evergreens, right? Your pines, etc.
Yeah.
Adding into the foliage that's there, maybe grabbing some of the pine or the balsam or the Fraser fir that's out there. I was even thinking about it and I've seen it. Is if you still have some of those small pumpkins or gourds or anything, you could throw that right in the flowers, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. The biggest thing is wash it, make sure there's no dirt, and you set it right in there, and it's going to last forever.
Yeah, it's, you've mentioned it a few times, and, you know, we'll say it again, but, you know, the bacteria is the biggest thing with the flowers. You also mentioned something that, you know, I should have known, but when you were talking in regards to grabbing the stems and making sure they're harder on the bottom, it's just, I only think about checking a flower when it comes to a rose, right? You taught me when I was a lot younger, when you feel a rose and you just grab at the flower itself and it's a little bit harder, that means it's going to last a little bit longer. I wasn't even thinking about the stems. That is a huge tip. It doesn't matter what time of year it is, right? I mean,
right.
All year, if you're getting cut flowers, check those stems. Now, when it comes to the watering of the container that you've put in, you know, should we be emptying it and refilling it, or should we just be adding? Should we be putting ice cubes? What should we really be doing, and how often do you think we should be looking at the containers?
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest thing, again, start with a clean container. I hate to, like, drill that in, but it's number one. I mean, that was a question on a test I had to take. What was that? And when it comes to watering your centerpieces, if you can't physically see it, you know, it's every 3 to 5 days, put it in the sink, just turn on the water and just let it pour over the arrangement. Because if it's made with that green brick oasis, that oasis will absorb water and hold it for up to 5 days, if not longer. But, you know, in a house where there's heat and, you know, you never know what's going on in the house. We say every 3 to 5. If it's a vase arrangement and you can take it apart, if you can recut it, that's going to make it last even longer. You know, but some people, it's like, it's pretty, I'll water it, but I ain't going to take it apart. You know, and that's great. But as long as it's every 3 to 5 days with water, and if you can recut the stem, that makes it even better. Now, for ice, that's more for our springtime flowers. You know, our tulips, our jonquils, you know, that is going to, it makes them not open as quick, we'll say.
that makes a lot of sense for the spring flowers. So,
yeah,
we're going to come back in a minute here. We're going to jump into what we can do for the Christmas season, right? Because Thanksgiving's Thanksgiving. We eat, we be merry. But Christmas, it's just exciting. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We get back more with my brother Jason.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. This Sunday, as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, airlines expecting record travel. The TSA expecting to screen 30 million travelers at airports across the country. TSA PreCheck not going to be a breeze, as there have been 17 million new signups ahead of the 2023 holiday season. To the latest developments this Sunday from the Middle East. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, moving deeper into Gaza now in its mission to take out Hamas terrorists and their command centers. Thousands of Israeli protesters in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem demanding the Israeli government do more to free the hostages snatched at gunpoint back on October 7th. The relatives frustrated no deal has been reached to date. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will meet with the families on Monday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not taking any calls today, but we are talking tons of good things to be doing in the garden. And this segment, we've been talking with my brother Jason in regards to, you know, we talked a little bit about what to do for that Thanksgiving holiday, right? We're not that far away from it. But once Thanksgiving hits, it's Christmas 24/7, you know, all the way through, right? It's just Christmas. I mean, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, boom, let's go. And then it's just Christmas until the 25th. And then at midnight on the 25th, everybody says, oh, thank God it's over. But anyways, during that time, we enjoy it and we want to have that great feeling, right? You know, we want to bring some of that joy inside. We want to have those things. And, you know, for years upon years, you know, we sent out with Dad and Mom, we sent out Christmas wreaths and centerpieces. And I worked a lot on the Christmas wreaths for a while. Then you took over for a lot of it at the end there. But you did every centerpiece that went out. And we were doing them from before Thanksgiving all the way up. And those centerpieces lasted for a long time, and a lot of them were, you know, those greens from outdoors. But I think that it would be the perfect time to discuss, like, what you can do to make those at home, or even if you're purchasing, what you're looking for, what type of greens. You know, we used to go, you know, we would buy some of them in, you know, the certain ones, like boxwood or hollies, etc. But then, you know, all of a sudden, you and I would be in the garage working, and you'd be like, where's Dad? Oh, he's just out cutting the shrubs out back. He's looking for some stuff to add to the containers, right? So, what are we looking to have indoors when it comes to some of these centerpieces or even just building something around the mantle?
Yeah, the biggest thing is cutting your branches as long as you can.
because you're going to go smaller. But in reality, like when you're doing a large mantle, you want a good size piece. And you can take some of those little itty-bitty pieces that aren't good for the mantle, and you can save those for your centerpiece inside. You know, and like we would go and get white pine, red pine. We would steal it from the boxwood hedge, you know, when mom wasn't looking. And, you know, it was anything we could get local. Again, we cut it first thing in the morning or in the afternoon, and we would bring it inside and let it breathe or sometimes thaw, you know, defrost it a little bit before we'd use it. You know, but the biggest thing was when you make your cut, it's clean. Having a good pair of pruners or clippers was the most important thing, because you are cutting a plant in the middle of winter. It is a little sketchy because you never know when a frost is going to be around. But by having a clean cut, it makes it easier for the plant to heal quicker. You know, especially for your balsam where, you know, we've all cut it before. It runs off. It tears. You know, even like birch. You know, you want a good piece of that paper to, you know, make it a little more exciting. Things like that. And like your pine cones, you want to get probably around Thanksgiving too. And, you know, the perfect pine cone is very simple. They just, you got to collect them. That's the hardest part. And that's what grandkids are for and children are for. Put them on, get them outside and say, I need 10 of these pine cones. They'll bring them to you. You know, like doing it as a family, as a DIY, makes it more exciting. It's going to make the kids want to do more. That's how you and I happened. I mean, you know, we were doing stuff at home like, oh, we're going to make a boxwood tree, but it was never like it's the perfect boxwood tree. It was the boxwood tree that we made as a family. You know, and we'd go out and cut the bushes, and, you know, mom would wonder where it came from, and she always played stupid for us every year, knowing, you know, it was the bush in the backyard. You know, so like if you bring the kids into it, they have more fun. And it makes it a little bit more of a less store-bought, not that store-bought is any bit wrong, but it makes it a little bit more for the family. And everyone can look at it and be like, I helped do that. You know, and that's part of what Christmas is about. And that's what you and I and Matthew grew up doing, too. I mean, we made boxwood trees before they were exciting, and we would ship those. And, you know, I mean, hundreds upon, well, probably thousands of wreaths you and I have done, you know, for everybody around the world. And, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, what we get to do and how we get to make people happy. But, you know, the biggest thing is cutting first thing in the morning, you know, and experiment. You know, everybody has something fun in their backyard. You know, take a 6-inch cutting, bring it inside, put it in a glass of water, see what it does. If it does really well, you know, the next day it still looks great, then you know you can cut that plant and it's going to, you know, treat you right. You know, I if you're going to cut anything outside, try and do it before the first snowfall, if that's possible.
Definitely. You know, I remember, it's a number of years ago at this point, where, you know, you were making those centerpieces in the garage there, and we were looking for all the green stuff, and all of a sudden, Dad comes in with some of these yellow, it's a yellow cypress that was in the backyard. He's like, I needed a haircut anyways. It's like, and we're just throwing, you know, the yellow cypress coming in for Christmas, right? Naturally, it's a green and red holiday. Nope, here's the yellow. Boom. But it was actually pretty cool because it gave it a little bit of that, you know, different feel, that homemade type feel to it. Now, with these centerpieces, a lot of centerpieces are, you know, with that oasis, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we were talking about putting on a mantle, you know, you're putting some of the branches, or you go out and you buy a mantle piece, right? We could do a couple things, right? We could be spritzing those with water every couple days just to get some of that humidity on there, right?
Correct.
You know, kind of make them, help them last a little bit longer, especially in a mantelpiece. I mean, think about it. You're putting it above a fireplace and expecting it not to dry.
Well, you know, you got to be use a little bit of your brain, even though it's a holiday. You put a little bit of safety in there. You know, have nothing dangle too close to the fire. But yet, all of them are actually meant to dry out. You know, and they hold their needles. That's part of the amazing thing about using our winter greens. Is, you know, they know their job. They know they are to look as good, fresh as they are dry. But if you spritz it every couple days with just base basic water. You know, you don't need to add any chemicals. You know, there's no point in it. You know, the other thing is when you're making your mantelpiece, maybe put a thin towel or a paper towel underneath. So this way we're not hurting the wood when we're giving it some moisture. You know, you don't want to take it down after Christmas and suddenly you need a new mantelpiece. You know, in that case, my name isn't Jason. So, we'll go with that.
Well, that turns your DIY project into a whole new DIY project.
Exactly. You know, but I mean, every couple of days, the moisture isn't going to hurt anything, you know, and it's going to help the greens keep that beautiful fragrance that we all love, you know, whether it's the balsam or the boxwood, you know, all those different evergreens have this winter wonderland fragrance that if you just go over and just kind of squeeze it a little bit, it releases some of the oils, you get that fragrance of being outside. And that's really what it's about, you know, bringing some of the outside in for the winter. You know, before we get that whole, you know, several months of blahness leading into spring, you know. So, and the other thing you can do that I wanted to bring up really quick was bulbs. Because not a lot of people do it anymore. You know, the paper white and the amaryllis, it's a little bit older fashioned, but all of a sudden after Christmas, you have these magical blooms that you really need after Christmas because it's like everything's put away. So the house is, you know, back to normal-ish, you know, and, you know, you can have those planted, and right around Christmas they'll bloom if you do it, you know, in the next couple of weeks now. So it's a little something else to try if, you know, you're not into centerpieces. There's always plants, and, I mean, you can get a plant anywhere, but your local greenhouse is going to be able to explain it to you what kind of light it needs, what kind of, you know, care it needs. You're not going to get that at the grocery store, you know, so unless you know what you're buying, keep it local. Go to a local garden center nursery, and they'll be able to tell you, you know, about your poinsettias, your cyclamen, all of your holiday plants better than, you know, oh, it's only $5 here at the grocery store, and you get home and it's dead. You go to a local place, you're going to have a lot more life for it, you know, and they know how to take care of things, and they can explain that to you.
Definitely, and they're definitely going to not only explain it, but you know, if they know it's cold outside, they're going to make sure it is, you know, wrapped up and protected. So when you get home, it's not dead. Whereas if you're at a grocery store or one of those places, and hey, if you're, as you said earlier, you're buying flowers, I'm happy. But the fact of the matter is they're not going to give you as much information here. So it's definitely something to be thinking about. Now, I want to touch base a little bit. We got a few minutes before the next break. You know, we talked about wreaths, right? One of the things that we always talked about when we were sending out wreaths were making sure that if you have a storm door and then the door was inside, you make sure you don't put that wreath in the middle there because it's cooking it, right?
Oh, yeah. You're going to have the best dried wreath in the neighborhood because that glass just filters the heat. You know, and it's not going to be fresh for very long. I give it less than a day, especially in New England. You know, so you want to put it on the outside, and you want to make sure it's double-sided. Because if it's only single-sided, there is a metal bar that you'll be able to see when you pick up the wreath. That is going to scrape on your plastic or your glass, and it's going to drive you crazy. Because I know it drove Dad crazy. One year we got, you know, he found a single one, and he spent an hour and a half explaining to you and I how bad these things are. You know, so let's tell everybody, you know, you make sure your wreath is double-sided and on the outside. You know, make sure the ribbon that you choose for your bow is allowed to be outside. I mean, they have some amazing ribbon. I've seen ribbon for over $40 a foot. You know, rich people are amazing. But you want to make sure that it can actually get wet. You know, if you're in an area where it's raining or snowing, you want to make sure that what you're putting outside on that wreath to show your neighbors in a day isn't going to look like you put a bunch of drowned grass on it. You know, so all the little details matter. Make sure everything is allowed to get wet, allowed to get frozen. And that way your wreath you can take down, you know, in January and it looks as good as it did when you put it up after Thanksgiving.
Definitely, it's definitely something to really look at those finer details. Now, one other thing here, so I was just thinking about this. You know, on some of the centerpieces, some of the mantelpieces, we might have candles or even lights. And that's something else that could dry out this, you know, could dry out the centerpiece. It could dry out the mantelpieces. And so that's another reason just to check on it every few days, right?
Exactly. Like, I have the, you know, there are plugs for outside that automatically have a timer.
Yeah.
We never do those inside. This way, if you do, you're going to forget about it. It's going to dry out. And I mean, I know that there's a candle lit in my house every time I'm home, you know, and so by not having the timers on them, you physically have to look at your mantelpiece or your centerpiece, because when you're lighting a candle, the last thing you want to do is burn your house down for the holidays. You know, that's not really the best thing to do. You know, so you just want to check it and make sure that it's fresh. If you are using candles, they have so many amazing LED candles now that you can use to more safe.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know that they weren't a real candle with some of these. It's amazing.
It really is.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back one more segment with my brother Jason. We're talking all things holiday, so stay tuned for that. We will be back in a few minutes again with my brother Jason.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming, but a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix-and-pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Not taking calls right now. We are talking with my brother, Jason. I mentioned it earlier. I'm going to mention it again, and I know he's not going to agree, but he is the most talented out of the three of us. And I wanted to make sure I could share him with you guys out there. And we're talking Christmas. We're talking a little bit of Thanksgiving. It's that time of year, right? We want to have these happy, fun thoughts. And you know, we've talked about this centerpieces. We've talked about all these things, and we usually have, the indoor flowering plants, but we should still be able to be bringing in different cut flowers, right? We could be putting some of those in.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the way the market is now, like, did you know that peonies, the biggest grower of peonies is now in Alaska?
Really?
It's wow. An amazing thing, like, for another day, but like there are flowers being grown in places that we don't even know that are now starting to mass produce them. You know, China and Japan are growing sweet peas that it's the completely wrong time of year. So, I mean, you can get almost any flower in, but it really depends on what you're willing to pay. You know, that's the biggest truth. You know, but you can go into your local flower shop and say, hey, I'm looking for tulips. I'm looking for roses. I'm looking for alstroemerium. You know, whatever flower it is you're looking for, and they can usually get it given a couple of days. You know, but I mean, for this time of year with, you know, we're going from the fall colors into the whites, reds, and greens, and blues, you know, you can pretty much get almost anything now. You know, you just have to be willing to pay for it. But again, like when you visit your local flower shop, they're going to have lots of beautiful flowers just before a major holiday. And you can go in And you can just grab two really cool irises and, you know, and you can get your flowers from the yard and create something that's completely yours. You know, but the biggest thing is going, again, local flower shop, you know, start a relationship with these people and they'll get you whatever you need. You know, hydrangeas used to be just in the summer and now they're year round. So you can work with them, you know, anytime you want. It's an amazing field that is, I wouldn't think it would continue to grow because, you know, there's only so many plants in the world, but they are still creating different colors and different varieties and new varieties. I mean, they just came out with 40 new types of roses. And that's not something I would think, you know, they're still creating, but every day they're making new plants that are lasting longer, that their blooms are bigger and fresher, and they're starting to bring fragrance back in. For the longest time, everyone wants flowers, but no one wants fragrance. Because there was always that relative who, oh, I'm allergic to flowers, even though they're not exactly sure what they're allergic to. But so they got rid of that in the 80s and 90s, and now they're slowly bringing it back in. You know, you're getting roses that have fragrance now, and that last more than 3 days. You know, they should, on average, they should last about 7 to 8 days. You know, I mean, make sure your vase is clean, clean cut, add water. If you can, recut the stem. You should be getting about 7 to 8 days out of your fresh flowers. You know, some even longer if you do lilies. You know, those can last forever because they have multiple blooms on one stem. You know, so there's a flower up there for everybody. You know, visit your local shop, say, hey, you know, bring in a picture of something and be like, I want to make this. They're going to help you. You know, you're not going to find that everywhere, but hopefully you will. You know, and if you don't find it, figure a way to contact me and I'll find you someone who can help.
Definitely.
That's what we do.
Definitely. You know, one of the other things I was just kind of thinking about, and I know we mentioned it earlier, but, you know, there's plenty of time between now and that Christmas holiday. Getting in there early, and if you're going to order from them early, you're going to be guaranteed to get some of the nice stuff instead of what's left, right?
Exactly. You know, and that, you know, but I know it doesn't make a lot of sense. You don't buy your turkey till the week before. But now is the time you go in and order the flowers because they have to be shipped from whatever continent they're getting them from because you can literally buy flowers from every country in the world. You know, so order early.
Definitely. Now, Jason, I appreciate you coming on and spending the hour with me. It is amazing. I can't thank you enough. I mean, I'm so excited for the holidays with just all these things we've discussed. So thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do. And we'll definitely talk soon.
I love you.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.